Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome back, everyone, to Vox Markets. My name is Paul Hill, and I'm delighted again to be able to speak to CEO Martin Gulston of Oncommune, a leading life sciences firm providing antibody profiling services to enable precision medicine across the drug development industry. So welcome, Martin.
Hi, Paul. Fancy seeing you again.
It's like those buses, isn't it? You can't get rid of me. Keep coming.
It's very much like the buses, Paul, yeah.
Bit like your contracts. Big congrats on today's positive year-end trading update with sales coming in at £3 million for the year closing August 2024, plus three new contract wins. So maybe we can start there. I don't suppose you could just quickly walk the audience through about the actual agreements and how Oncommune is helping its biopharma clients.
Yeah, sure. I mean, before we say that, I should just slightly correct you. We say approximately 3 million, and obviously they are subject to being audited and all the usual stuff that we have to go through. But really pleased with the outturn for the year, really pleased with the recent contract wins. And obviously you'll have seen in the trading update this morning some additional contracts that we haven't mentioned yet that were won in the period as well. The thing to highlight about these, obviously they're not as large and as grand as the ones we announced individually in terms of value. But what's interesting about them is a couple of things. One is they're new customers to us. So this is showing the new sales team really bedding in, starting to bring in new leads, new opportunities that the business is not aware of and never been aware of. And of those, one of them is really interesting because it's leveraging the expertise we have in the analysis. The back end of our platform has always been very, very strong. The bioinformatics, homegrown bioinformatics process that we use to analyze the data, because it's the data we produce is a semi-quantitative light readout. So it's not the easiest thing in the world to either quantify or produce data against. So we built a bioinformatics platform that uses aspects of AI. I hate to use the word AI, but uses aspects of AI, including machine learning, to interpret these signals in a way that makes sense and is relatable, robust, secure. And that is what we're working on with one of our new partners. So we're taking data from them and using our expertise in bioinformatics, machine learning, AI light, if you will, to analyze their data sets. And their data sets are orthogonal to our own. So they're comparative to our own. So what's interesting there is you're integrating two things. So you're integrating the view of the world we bring, which is obviously driven by autoantibody profiling, which is one end of the spectrum, with the genomics world, with the DNA world. And that for me is always is really fascinating. And it's driving other discussions I might be having in the space, particularly in drug discovery. So for me, I'm a geneticist originally, very long time ago. So I'm always very excited about bringing these technology approaches together. So that's really exciting.
Yeah, presumably. I mean, given you cover so many different therapeutic areas, particularly obviously with autoimmune and the immune system, etc., there must be other customers who have similar sort of data sets to you that you could then shine a light on their data to overlay your AI systems to get better information for them.
So absolutely. Absolutely, Paul. And I think I'm hoping that this opens up another sort of customer segment to us potentially. I would really like us to do a bit more in this space with the expertise we have. It's kind of a waste almost. I mean, at the moment, we obviously use that analysis platform at the back end of the work we do with our customers with the autoantibody profiling. And it is one of our strengths and has historically been one of our strengths. It's the interpretation of the data and relating that back to the findings that we're seeing in the data. And that's the value, the impact of that is the value on our, to our customers. So be able to bring that to other customers with other data sets just makes a lot of sense to me. So yes, I hope we will do more of that kind of thing as well.
We'll have to find a place somewhere in your company name to put AI, Oncommune AI or something like that.
No, Paul, we're not doing that.
Okay.
We won't do that.
Okay, just in terms of sort of like the broader biopharma industry, what's the sort of the current demand picture? Because there just seem to have been, you know, this they're cutting back, a lot of them are, you can see that through the actual stats, but you guys have really hit a sort of like a sweet spot somewhere in this whole drug development area that really is sort of like, you know, driving that top line growth.
I think I won't claim prescience and knowledge, otherwise I wouldn't be sat here talking to you. I'd be on a desert island with a boat. But we've been lucky, I think, in hitting some of the core key drugs in development that pharma have. I mean, we've got an analysis that shows that most of the current sort of pharma investment model is going into therapeutic modality areas that are particularly relevant to autoantibody screening. So things like ADCs, things like, well, the immuno-oncology space is evolving into these ADCs, but also these are increasingly being developed or tried by big pharma in autoimmune disease as well, because they're modulating the immune system to fight disease, and autoimmune disease is the immune system fighting its own body. So it makes a lot of sense to try them out in this way. So I believe that we're really well positioned to participate in that. And by working on key molecules, key drug molecules, particularly with big pharma, that gives us a little bit of protection against some of the budget cuts, the R&D costs, cost cutting we're seeing. Not totally, but it gives us some protection against that as well. So I think that's a really important area to note.
Yeah, good. And then just as you've now turned the sort of fiscal year end in August, sort of the visibility over, because I know Cavendish have got that's the house broker, have got a sales target for you for the next 12 months of £6.9 million, which is a significant leap from sort of approximately three for last year. But the three was significantly higher than when you arrived, actually. I think when you arrived, it was only about 1.1. So it was a huge jump for the last 12 months. And then you're looking for another big leap in the coming year.
Yeah, well, I mean, what you'll have noticed from the releases is that despite, obviously the conditions in the market, we had a very good year. And we've now won a large number of contracts at the back end of our year, which mostly are going to go into next year. So that gives us some good visibility into next year's numbers already, even though we're only in week two of our FY25. So I can't name numbers, but it gives us good visibility and it gives us confidence and belief in our forecast that we will be able to achieve that.
Yeah, well, you're definitely stocking up on that Oncommune bus depot there with your with your contracts. Okay, then just finally, then sort of like sort of like news flow going forward. I'm guessing it's probably a wait and see until the prelims, until the audit's finished, which will be, I'm guessing, probably early next year.
We would hope to get that finished sooner. So previously, again, Oncommune has a reputation, unfortunately, for being right on the wire for its prelims and announcements. But, Martin Hudson joining us just after me last year has made a massive difference to our internal financial controls and reporting capabilities. We recently hired a financial controller into the business who's very experienced and very good. And I think between them, working their magic, I would hope that we would be much sooner with our interims and with our audited statements this time around. I would certainly want to try to beat sneak them in this year, this calendar year, if I can.
Brilliant. Okay, well, thanks again, Martin. Really big congrats on the positive finish to the year and good visibility for FY25, alongside obviously the three new contracts. So please keep up the great work.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. I appreciate it. Good to speak again. Take care. Bye for now.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.